like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, March 10th, 2014. First, I'd like to invite everyone in attendance to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As usual, we'll start with the approval of minutes from the most recent meetings. All three meetings were held on Monday, February 21st. First is approval of the regular session minutes.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the regular session minutes on February 24th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that the minutes were approved with a unanimous vote, 5-0. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes for February 24th.
And those are the revised ones that are on our guidance.
Yes. And is the revision?
There was the addition of a statement in the second paragraph, I believe.
Okay.
Second paragraph.
Okay.
Third from the last sentence.
Okay.
I had a chance to read them. Move to approve the revised minutes for the executive session on Monday, February the 24th, 2014.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the executive session minutes of February 24th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved unanimously. The reason for the executive session on the 24th was there were two under the state code. And one was for to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom the town has jurisdiction. And second reason was any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. Basically, it was all employment related. Number two on our agenda is the request for a special event by Sunrise Church for a backyard vacation Bible school from June 23rd through the 25th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Dr. William Henry Park. Is anyone here wish to represent Sunrise Church? Come right on up and introduce yourselves, even though most people probably didn't.
Pastor Tim Robinson, the youth and evangelism pastor at Sunrise Church.
Can you tell us a little bit? It's mainly we have the information, but just so
sure.
Everyone's in attendance, knows what you're asking for and why.
Yes, we have normally our vacation Bible school takes place at our church office location on Worcester Highway, and this year we. As a church, we love to do community ministry. Our heart has been to do more ministry in the town of Berlin, especially near the parks in the area. Henry Park is an area where we've done ministry. We do several events there, one being the National Night Out. We thought it would be a great location to reach out to the kids, provide some games, some fun time. We also have a block party that has all kinds of inflatables and has popcorn machine in it, but it would just be an event for the children and the parents as well that would be on the premise there.
And basically, it's open to the public.
Open to the public.
Anyone who wants to come, regardless of what denomination they are.
That's correct. That's correct. And A lot of the planning is still in the works, but we just would like to get the approval, I guess. That's
kind of hard to start without them.
Yeah, exactly. But we just really enjoy the opportunities we've had in the community, and our heart is just to really be alongside of families and in the community, and to be a servant to the community.
Are you aware that St. Paul has vacation Bible school doing the same
week? Oh, really? Do they really? No, I was not aware of that.
That would be the only problem I would have with it, because you would be serving the same function.
I see. We definitely would not want to be in competition with them.
Well, let me ask this.
Well, it wouldn't be a competition. I think it would be more like an ineffective use of resources, because you would have the same events going on at the same time, serving the same kids.
Here's my question. We are running at 5:30 p.m. Are they doing a night time. Vacation? Okay.
Same. Let me ask this, because obviously I think Councilman Burrell has a very good point here. There's a lot of summer and a limited number of kids. Is there any way that you could go back and see if you could make sure that you propose a time that is not in conflict with any of the local churches within town? I don't mean ones for miles around. But sure. I do agree with that. I hate to be in the position of the parent trying to say, well, if you go here, maybe you don't go here. It's all good. It's all good. And, yeah. And the thing is, too, is we want to work with you, as you know, because the Sunrise Church has been a very active partner in the Berlin Ministerial Association, and obviously has been very helpful in our Take Pride in Berlin cleanup days, and also, of course, you mentioned the National Night Out. And a couple other things. Just things pop up. You'd be the first to volunteer. So if you think that, it seems to me that it's worth the time of 2 weeks to consider making sure that you're not in conflict. First and foremost, the church is literally a block or two away.
Right. Right.
And then with any of the other churches. I think some of them, I don't know, it's been a long time since my kids have been in Bible school. It's been a while. Some are going today, and some are going in the evening. So if they could work, because you're all already active in the ministerial association, is there any way you could all combine?
That would be my next step, is to be able to have some communication there with St. Paul's, but also I don't see any problem as well, just looking at the dates and changing dates
church
as well.
On William Street, they also do a real nice Bible school too. You might want to
Baptist Church.
You might want to check with them so that, you know, maybe everyone will have a week so you can spread it out or whatever.
Okay.
Hey, it's just a suggestion. And again, we only have one part, and that you're asking about.
Right.
And we have, but it just seems to me that, like I say, the summer is more than a week, and if everybody can compliment and cooperate, as we're trying to do on a lot of other levels, maybe everybody comes out of winter, and the kids not only have a longer vacation Bible school, but they're exposed to a lot of different ideas.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe meet a lot of friends.
Sure.
I think your idea of having summer Bible school is good, because the kids need additional things. You know, with one church having and another church having, there's still more weeks. Like G said, I think it's a need for it, you know, to keep them busy.
Keep busy, idle hands.
Exactly.
Okay. With that being said, and let me just so we make sure we're not wasting anybody's time.
Sure.
If you can find dates that are not in conflict with the other local churches, does the council basically agree with the concept and the basic plan?
Yes, sir.
So what we would request you to do is just come back in 2 weeks and, you know, have it all squared away, and then I think you know that we would support your request with that condition.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you.
I want to make one comment here. Where it says that you're sponsoring nonprofit organization 501c3 included, you put attached But what you've given us is your Maryland sales tax exempt certificate, and that's not what's being asked for.
Okay.
That's right.
We could provide that for you.
I'm sure you can. Yeah. And if you've done something with the town, I don't know if we have it on file or not.
Okay. And just redo the paperwork.
Sure.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Next, item number 3 on the agenda is a request for special event Paint the Town Purple for the month of April.
There.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just again, we all know you, but you introduce yourself for the record.
Yes. Donna Conker with Sisters and American Cancer Society. And we like to do is paint the town purple again this year, is wrap the lamp poles with purple ribbons. And this year, I'd like to request we put a banner across the road somewhere so people know why those purple ribbons are actually there. Mm-hmm. It's really making awareness for the American Cancer Society. I'd like to do that from April 11th to May 11th.
They did well last year, by the way. In fact, there was still one up not till here recently.
Oh, so we missed one.
It was funny how they were up so long.
Yeah, so people were asking what they were for, but didn't know more literature about it.
But there was some concern how they were going to hold up, but they held up very well.
Yeah, we have all of them, yes. Nice. They did very well.
Okay. And like I said, I think the banner's a good idea. And, mm-hmm. You might consider, again, at the discretion of each store owner or whatever, because the people are coming and going, as we can see.
Yes, they are.
Maybe if you had a few handouts, it does not a hard sell, but very simple explaining what it's about.
Sure, and, that's a good
and
idea.
I think that way it becomes a cooperative effort between not only the town of Brooklyn and American Cancer Society, but also the business people. And they've been wonderfully supportive so far, but I don't want to speak for them.
Yes.
But I just think that might be another way to help spread the word about why we're thinking of this.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Does anyone have any questions for Donna regarding the request?
And the other event would be the Quest for Hope that we did last year. It would be on Archstall on April 11th. And it is a little scavenger hunt that goes through the town. And they're looking for clues in the stores and gives them awareness of different facts about the cancer, American Cancer Society.
This is you call it a scavenger hunt.
It's Quest for Hope. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what's the date of that?
That would be April 11th. It'd be Archstall night.
Okay.
The night all the stores would be open.
With the exception of the banner, the request is pretty much the same as last year.
Yes, it is.
Move to approve.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve painting the town purple for the American Cancer Society during the dates of April 11th through May 11th, as requested by Donna Conklin. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
It'll be a great success.
Thank you.
Number 4, I don't know what this is all about. Coming out of town. We have a request for a special event, Coolest Small Town in America Party, for Saturday, March 29th, from 1 to 6 p.m. on Main Street. And I assume, Michael, are you going to make the presentation?
I can. I don't know if I know much more than anybody else about what's going on.
Okay, but we'll all try to sell them as we can.
We've requested the streets be closed, and we're going to have music, food, entertainment on the stage, picnic tables out on the street. We've got the popcorn, kettle popcorn fella coming. We've got the post office coming. They're going to do a special cancellation that day of the Coolest Small Town in America. They're going to have a special envelope already printed up with stamps, and they're going to cancel them. We've got Tom Schultes from the radio station is working on our entertainment because he's trying to get the best entertainment for that day. Booking is rough right now because everybody's booked up, and this is short notice. What else have we got?
The parade.
How could I forget the parade? For goodness sakes, it's a young youth parade led by the Stephen Decatur High School Marching Band. So that will kick it off at 1:00. They'll come down from Baker Street right down to Jefferson Street. Short but sweet parade to start things up.
I think actually we'll probably stop right at just before Tripoli.
Well, Jefferson, they'll stop. And then the ones that want to go on will go on. The ones that want to stay with their parents here will stay here. We've already got over 600 people on Facebook lined up coming, so it looks like it's going to be...
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Yeah, so I've been talking to the folks from the analytics again this afternoon.
Okay.
They've been so supportive and telling us, at least trying to give us an idea what to expect.
Right.
Because they too owed in previous years winner advice, but each year this seems to get bigger and bigger.
We've got a food line is coming with 2,000 bottles of water to give away.
Okay, free bottles. Veterans, war veterans, aren't
they? I've got several food vendors that haven't totally committed, but I told them by Wednesday we need to know which way we're going. But Lions Club, the war veterans, Sunrise Church, were they?
Not for food, but...
Okay. Okay.
Is the Lions Club going to do food?
They can't decide. They're supposed to let me know Wednesday.
Well, their president's in Florida, and he's coming home tomorrow.
Well, you call him. I don't, the Lions are great, but they have another event 2 weeks from that, and their labor pool is overworked, I think. Aging. I didn't want to say that.
Wait, now, did the youth involved?
Yeah, so... I'd like to apologize to the Mayor and Council for laying the groundwork for this to happen, but I'm putting a lot of it on your feet for allowing us to get to this point and funding their promotions. I think our promotions have been what's really kept this town going through the recession and through the whole last few years where things got kind of crazy and everybody was worried, but we've weathered it very well.
Do you want to talk about the banner something?
The banners, these are the banners for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which I understand Councilwoman Hall is going to drive the mayor, and these banners will march in front of it. I'm carrying one side, and I'm looking for a volunteer to carry the other side. Don't all raise your hands. For goodness sake.
It's only 10 blocks, right?
I don't know. I don't have many details. Joanne's supposed to send me the details tomorrow, where to be and what
and
to do. Weather is going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
No rain in the forecast.
So. And it's a fun parade.
And I publicly thank Mayor Rick Mahan and the City Council of Ocean City for inviting us.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when we went down to make our presentation Tuesday a week ago for the annual funding request to the county commissioners. He said, we'll talk to you. So we're out for 4 years, so we wouldn't interrupt the meeting. And he said to him, they would really be pleased if we would have an entry in the parade. And I said, well, what do you want us to bring? And he says, bring your hat. and your grandson. So I'm going to be accompanied by my grandson, and Lisa's going to be accompanied by her grandson.
I got a message out to the Peaches. I'm waiting to hear back from their mom.
Okay, and we want them for the parade on the 29th, too, as well. So.
Yes, and that's one thing the next meeting we'll get out more details.
Yeah.
But basically, we can get everything approved. We just want to get the publicity out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, ironically, the social media aspect of this is really the most influential that we've ever seen in anything we've done. And that was another thing that... Lytics agreed. We told them we have very strong traditional media here and TV, newspapers, multiple newspapers and radio. So we're luckier than most in that respect. But at the same time, the social media. We need to be able to do both.
It was a great way to keep reminding people to vote.
Without being annoyed.
What kept it going. Yeah.
And but I do again thank Mayor Meehan. The first time in my knowledge that the town of Orleans has been invited to participate in the Ocean City Parade. We're very honored.
Good.
And hopefully, the intent there was that hopefully folks would go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade or think about coming back a couple weeks later for our America.
I'm sure they will. Yeah.
I just want to put that on the record that we're very appreciative. And I think, again, another thing. This town helping town thing, it's got tremendous potential. And one of the things we've been talking about in the committees and all is how can we link up with each other, how can we, you know, take people from one destination and then show them, hey, there's more reasons to come back to the lower eastern shore if you know everything that's available and it's kind of organized and we make it easy and make it hard. And we're hopeful, and I'll tell you what, I think we better be prepared, assuming the weather. Now, this is one thing I want to say. I asked them what they did if it rained. They said, oh, we can tell you what we did. We held the party, and then we just did it again a month later. Yeah. And they said, you know, the first time they had a great crowd, the second time it was phenomenal. And they just said, you know, you can't help what they did. And I don't know what we would do, but let's hope that we can have good luck the first time.
Well, the merchants already are talking about people this past Saturday. Lots of people were in town. A lot of them were saying they came here just because of this contest. And surprisingly, which is a lot of these people recently, are from towns very close to here, 20, 30 miles away.
Yeah, just, I would say that was another thing that I want to misquote the name of it. It's something, you know, it's kind of like a Pennsylvania version of our Burlington Main Street program. They do it a little bit.
Yes. Lipsmiths or something?
Lidditz.
Yeah. I can't remember what manufacturers they are, but one big pretzel manufacturer.
Big pretzel manufacturer, and they also noted for they have a museum, an active museum that makes milk chocolate. Okay. Well, in every form possible. I know personally. I checked it out. But I told them I wouldn't be back anytime real soon, but soon. The other aspect is that they did advise that catch the wind while the wind is blowing in our direction, and they intend on remaining America's coolest small town forever.
Yeah,
and
as we will.
It has made a significant difference right up through this winter, as bad as it's been. And so I think we have a similar opportunity in our own style. Yeah. And she did emphasize to me that they found that their most effective reach was basically looking 3 hours out rather than a number of miles. But anything within 3 hours is where they got a tremendous impact. Mm-hmm. And of course, I pointed out to her, I said, well, that means Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia are all within a 3 hour reach. So that's one of the things we want to keep in mind. As we're marketing, we've got to be, we're going to have to be very targeted. We obviously want to support our local media and all the traditional media, but we also got to have to figure that we've got some basic proposals. Nothing with dollars on it yet. Mm-hmm. We'll do what depending on what the council authorizes, we'll do what we can. I'll give you the example.
Well, budget travel's really pushing it out.
Yeah.
I mean, every newsletter, every email newsletter, and they're getting ready to do a print run on a magazine. So.
Yeah, did Budget Travel, do they have like a schematic or some kind of, you know, what we should do?
No, they gave us a list of what we will get from them.
And they bulked it up a little bit. Each year they've been doing more. Okay. I think they found that, that it's, I guess it's like anything else, this is only the ninth community ever chosen, and each year it has grown measurably. Because it's so hard to explain, this is an outline of what we would do in marketing. The idea is we'd have the money, if the council approves tonight, we'd have the money to at least get this celebration squared away. We bring back in some income through t-shirt sales. And then the remaining money would be spent in marketing between now and the end of June. During the budget process, once we've got more, we've had a little more experience and all that, we can determine what we want to budget towards marketing America's coolest small town during the next fiscal year. So we don't have to worry about a whole year at a time. But the kinds of things that we're talking about here is, I know this will be general, but I think it'll give you an idea. Just assume normal advertising, all right? But then in addition to that, because this is things we used to never do, but have been doing more and more, is to try to create a web presence separate from the town government website. Because that website, primarily there, and there's so much that, that the departments have suggested we do, that we don't want to try to do too much in one place. So to have a separate site that basically allows for promotional messages about the town of Berlin, and for it to be scalable and responsive, and this is explained to me by Mr. Wittison, is that allows the material, the electronic and digital images, video, sound, everything, to be scaled so it will work on a computer, and the same thing will work on a tablet, like an iPad, or smartphones of any kind. And this would act as a marketing vehicle using social networking to become an informational portal for promoting all facets of life in the town of Berlin. In other words, we're not talking about, you know, the street projects and, you know, all that. This is, we're talking about what is life like in Berlin, what is the quality of life, and why should either consider visiting or maybe living here. We would be able to network with other towns and cities, as we've already found. There are some out there that get this, and we welcome partners. Also, the individuals will be able to download information on their smartphones. We'll say at least in the initial stages, right at the visitor center. Mm-hmm. There may be other portals later, but at least initially at the visitor center, then they can just take that information around with them as they go around town and call up any aspect of the community they want. The video part of it, there would be a primary permanent installation at the visitor center, and it's like a 5-minute overview. So people walk in, if they don't know anything, they got lost and ended up in Berlin, they know where they were in 5 minutes. And then after that, using the same material, there'd be the 5 to 7 minute visitor center, video, for lack of a better term. Then there also, from that same footage, we could make a 60-second TV commercial and some YouTube spots. And the same thing, we could make a 30-second version and YouTube spots. Again, to give flexibility depending on market cost and range and things like that. And then the website I mentioned that promotes Cool Berlin, you know, every day, 24/7 throughout the year. It would provide videos on the web in multiple formats. Also, it would attach selected video to every email sent out by the tech. You know, I've seen it. I've never really opened to too many because I'm usually too busy. But down, I think, near the signature of the email, there would literally be a little box that you could obviously, it's like a YouTube-type video. Click on it, and every email that we send out here from the town of Berlin, from the Chamber of Commerce, from the Berlin Main Street Program, and from Arts and Entertainment would have that embedded right in the email. So that it makes something that's part of the daily work also a promotional vehicle for the town. And we would also use the vehicles on a rotating basis on Facebook. I'd say Facebook was a very important factor in mm-hmm. spreading the word. Now, something I haven't seen, but I know Mr. Wittison, has his expertise, he's recommending that we do what he calls a video map that's very similar to the one in Baltimore's Babe Ruth Museum. So instead of being a printed map, it's a video map. And there again, can be downloaded and people can use it to find their way around. And of course, I mentioned the three primary markets. As far as I think, to try to have an idea of how far our reach we would try to go, I think going beyond that, we're going to depend on goodwill and people.
And budget travel.
Budget travel and friends. We apparently have friends, a lot of friends. In fact, I got another email today from Berlin, Germany. Another one. The lady was so excited. And I can tell her to come over and visit. You know. The other thing that I want to note is that digital media, although we're obviously in the early stages of learning about it, one of the advantages is that it has immediate analytics that lets us know about the number of views, who's responding, the number of exposures, and, you know, what's working, what's not, and we can constantly tweak it as we learn. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to be perfect out of the box, but we can get legitimate feedback so that it helps direct what we're doing over time. And again, I guess the other part of thinking here is that the town's making an investment in our future, and we're going to try to find, you know, ways through the events and so forth to get return where we can. But ultimately, the town benefits by people moving to the community, new businesses being established in the community, increasing our property tax value, increasing our, you know, inventory tax and the services. And we just, I think we're right there. I think, quite frankly, I'm glad this didn't happen 3 or 4 years ago. I don't think...
I'd like for it to happen a year from now.
Yes, I'm sure.
But we're here.
But you know, I think everything is meant to happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And the time it's supposed to. So I just wanted to kind of try to, the best I could, to explain what we're talking about beyond the traditional media that we've been doing and we continue to do. So does anyone have any questions? For myself.
One thing I wanted to say about the 29th, we do have Hooper's Crab House shuttle. We'll be over here that day shuttling people back and forth.
I've already received permission for, well, at least tentative permission, because now I have to write a formal letter to the superintendent
of schools.
Uh-huh. But what we're going to do is seek out a few property owners to ask if we can use their properties that day as parking areas, and the shuttle will come around and pick people up and then return.
Okay. I have one. You want to use
them? Come back and talk about the Tyson?
Yeah, right next to dispatch.
That's great. That's a great parking lot. Yeah. Easily accessible, too. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you very much. And so there's two right there. Right. And, and we've got a couple more calls to make. And you know, we want to have extra capacity so that we're not making this. We want it to have be fun, not hassle.
Right.
But and Hooper's, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
We may discover another way of getting folks around here. If we can find an affordable way to do it.
Well, they're looking at advertising their business.
So, sure. I don't mind.
So we don't mind that at all.
Hey, we're not against other products.
I think what's really surprised me, though, the people that kind of hooked their horse to our wagon, you know, supporting us. It's like they, you know, a lot of the people I know from the D.C., my brother Atlanta, he's coming up. I mean, they're going to travel here to come to this party, and not just the locals. I mean, I think it's going to be one of the biggest events we've had in this town.
Budget Travel might send a couple people here, their editors. So
representative.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear from them.
It's going
to
be weather-driven.
That's the town.
Everybody's had a party winter with this bad weather.
That's the town.
There's a lot of people with cabin fever.
Yeah.
But maybe this will be the cure. I know we've thrown a lot out, but a lot has happened. I have to say one thing. I'm very grateful to the volunteers. Again, just like the group that came together for the pedestrian safety on 113. Some of the people saying it, but another group has come together. They were actively involved in promoting Berlin as America's coolest small town. And they have rolled up their sleeves and really worked hard. And they're meeting every week as a group, and then with sub-meetings and whatever gets done. When somebody commits to do something, we just let them go do it. We're not going to make a bureaucracy. We're going to make a good time, and what we need to do is just, we need the authorization of the council to approve the event, and then approve dollars for the event and the marketing. Is there anything that you want to add on?
Well, I've got a spreadsheet with some details about the event itself.
Okay.
The numbers associated with that.
Sure. All happening at warp speed.
I'll just talk while that's being handed out. So we're working on things like getting decals, bumper stickers, magnets, cups, all in this design that you see, the red, white, and blue in that banner, or what we've got on the screens, that essentially that kind of a design. T-shirts, you can have probably 2, maybe 3 bands, and you'll, for the band, you'll see we'll plan on having bunches of balloons down Main Street and on the stage itself. We're getting some additional town logo keychains, and we're going to have about 7 banners, two of which you see in the room. We're going to have them spread strategically across the various streets in town. What we've got lined up so far is about $11,200. We figured with the t-shirt sales, assuming an average of about $15 a t-shirt, we've got over 500 t-shirts, so it's about $8,280 in revenue. So the net expense between the expenses and the revenue would be about $2,920. Again, these are kind of rough numbers because it's putting it together pretty quickly and something else might come up.
Would it be fair, given the unknowns that we're talking about, the potential of a net expense anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000?
Yeah, I think that's
fair. I mean, that takes trying to count on not everything being perfect and all that.
I think that's a reasonable number.
Does anyone have any questions? I think it's all pretty straightforward, and it's the kinds of things that I know our family picks up at these affairs. Do you have any, and the balloons will be red, white, and blue, right, to match the
right, colors. That's great. That's the color scheme, and in fact, that's what we're asking people to wear the day of the event, and in the parade, dress in red, white, and blue.
Excellent. Refresh my memory. This is an alcohol event, right?
Yes. But we only
you got me on another one, right?
That's it. Six.
That's it.
You said six, and that's okay. It.
That's it.
We're done.
And
this one, this event is one time only.
I realize that, okay. But it's also a lot of kids and drinking.
We were working on some family events. We're looking at face painting or some sort of area where they can play with chalk and do some designs with chalk. Joya from the Chambers talking to Worcester Youth and Families and trying to come up with a couple of ways that families can have some fun with their kids in the same environment.
And Councilwoman Lynch, April Payne from the Liquor Board, as when we first started this, she absolutely insisted that kids be in the beer garden and be around, and the more kids you have, the less problems you have. And that's what, because at first we weren't going to allow
and
anybody.
And a little child shall lead them.
Yeah. At least keep them under control.
Right. So when we first started this, we said nobody under 21 allowed, and she said absolutely not. That is not going to happen.
Well, they got a lot of experience in that area.
And you've gotten the approval that we're okay on that.
Yes.
Okay. We did that before we did anything
yeah,
else.
I know.
Just to make sure. They want to get the cart before the horse.
Yeah. Now, I don't have a problem with approving funding for this event because there really isn't a lot of time with up to $5,000. But the big money, I think we need a budget for.
That's in her hands.
The marketing.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with $5,000. That's great.
I don't either. Does the liquor board charge us anything?
No, they charge the chamber $100. They charge anybody that gets any kind of, like the fire department is having a big event that day. There's flyers back here for that. They got approved for their liquor license that day. And they did not allow any of the private businesses to come in that day.
So they usually pay
$200 if they're going to participate. If they're not going to participate. And
so who is participating?
The chamber.
The fire company.
The fire company. I thought there was a third one. No, there wasn't. That turned out. Of course, the hotel has a special
they
license.
They have a license that will allow them
they
to
have.
Serve out.
So there'll be three places.
The license.
There'll be three places. And, of course, the fire company thing, we're encouraging people there. They're going to try to break the world's record for, I think they call it
cornhole,
which is basically I think about 100 yards where you toss a beanbag.
Mm-hmm. Now, will they be serving beer?
Yeah. Only on their property.
On their property.
On their property.
But that does spread it out.
We think it's just ideal the way it's kind of just somehow all come together, but it's been a lot of people working on
it. I think it'll help their participation a ton.
I think it's going to be great for their fundraiser.
I talked to the fire company president, David Fitzgerald, and we've offered to put out to help distribute flyers and posters throughout the town, and also to announce it regularly, because it'll be going the whole time it's parked. I think theirs starts at 11:30, and the parade is at 1. And then, you know, within less than an hour, the youth parade will have been over, and then basically it'll just all merge into a celebration, but with lots of little things.
And for what it's worth, I drove their application down the snow hill in the snowstorm last Monday. I've got to get that in one more time.
I love shopping.
Believe me, after I got through with that, I was like, what am I doing? But it got down there.
They've expressed interest. They'd like to drive the old Mac in the parade, and I really think they should, because there's not another one like it in the country.
We invited, and they agreed.
They also said they would help with some traffic control if we need, because I think we're really going to be pressed that day.
There's going to be a lot going on. And what they're going to do is, they've obviously got a lot to do with their property. Mm-hmm. They're also going to invite other fire companies from the area, volunteers. And they all want, everybody backs each other up. And that's what we're trying to do with the communities as well. I think in time, inter-community cooperation, it's just going to be normal. It's not going to be something that's trailblazing at all. So what you're saying is that you'd like to approve this and then come back. How fast we can get that? We may have to do it in pieces. It's just I'm not sure how fast we can get numbers to everything.
It's a lot, and when you were reading this marketing plan, I detected that a lot of it was one person. The video part
was one person. But there's also.
But you've got to get other people give you, because if one person thinks.
Yeah, and I agree. And see, what we've got, we've also got parts of it. Like, I'll give you.
It's a lot.
Give example. Todd DeHart, he's out and about taking. So videos of different things. We've got a fellow who has a photography business. It's very very specialized, but he takes aerial shots with the little contraption that
the drones.
Mm-hmm. He's got a very safe drone. Used it in Ocean City, and it would be flying over during the thing, and in the video we would. Go to the town of Berlin to be used in our promotional efforts. And at this point, we're getting a lot of people offering to do things, and what we have to do is we're accepting anything that's reasonable, and then, but we do have to develop something that's more permanent. But it's just like we spread the advertising around with the newspapers. We're going to make sure that those people, and one advice that they gave me. Lytics was as much as it's humanly possible, stick with your local folks, because they said it kind of just blends right in with what you're trying to do and promote your community. Because they had people knocking on the door from New York and Chicago and everywhere.
A lot of local folks that are into
videos, and website. As long as the fees are reasonable, I just want to be very open that there's going to be a built-in preference. To work with local organizations, media, and publications, and so broadcast and all of that. Just want to be very upfront about it, not ashamed of it, just the way it needs to be.
Gee, I was wondering, has anybody contacted the casino? Because I know that, you know, when they came to the area, we really all didn't spread a nice, warm, and fuzzy feeling. You know, everybody looked at them as competition. Kind of brings me back to what Lisa Challenger said at that meeting, but I feel like they have a lot of money that they would be willing to spread to the towns to help build this partnership, you know, and who knows, I mean, they might do a lot of this printing stuff for us if they could just put their little casino logo, but I really think it'd be a good, you know, to reach out to them, because they have a huge marketing budget.
Do we have a liaison right now with Crystal? Crystal, would you mind?
And Joe, I can't think of his
name. The manager.
Yeah, Joe.
Your good friend.
I don't go out there too often.
But I see. But
they have been to our Oktoberfest. They've come there and set up a booth before. They've been here a couple times.
I mean, they might want to get in on this promotion wise. You know, they'll get a little advertising out of it too, and they certainly have more money than our little town does. at least extend the opportunity, you know, and see what they have to say.
That's great. Great idea.
So you need a motion for the, up to 5,000 party?
But I guess an approval of the party.
Right. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the party as you submitted here and budget up to net $5,000.
Okay. All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the America's Coolest Small, America's Coolest Party on March 29th. Which is a Saturday, and for the town to underwrite expenses for this event up to $5,000. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. And that record show was a 5-0 approval unanimous. Okay. Okay, next, another celebration. A request for the spring celebration on April 9th, Saturday, April 19th. Usually this is our first event of the year, but it's ironically because of the cool event and then the Easter being late. Come right on up.
I'm going to help her out a little.
Sure, no problem. And again, we all know you, but again, identify yourself and who you represent and all that.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Joya Maddy, and I'm the new director of the Berlin Chamber. And I came to before you tonight to request the event, Spring Celebration, as the mayor just mentioned. This one is very, very important to me, and I think the chamber, because this is our most family-friendly and children-oriented event. And already just the excitement around this is great because I guess we're getting things rolling with the party. People are actually starting to ask about spring celebration as well. So we're having a lot of crossover. As Laura mentioned earlier, I have been in contact with Worcester Youth and Family and Sunrise Church, all offering their services for kid-friendly activities that will be taking place all during the day. This event is April 19th, and it is from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. The kickoff for this really is the pancake breakfast, and that happens at Rains Reef, and they've agreed to have that there again as well. There is a parade that takes place, and the street closures for that are in this packet.
Is that the bonnet?
It's the Easter bonnet parade, and the bunny. We have recovered the suit, and the bunny will lead that parade. And the decorations of the bonnets, there is a judging that takes place of those, and that's a fun time, too, for everyone to decorate their own and participate in the festivities. Worcester County Arts Council, they hold activities that take place all during the day. It's kind of simultaneously all this stuff is going on. There's in the program that we have, it's listed when the beginning of everything is, but it's all happening throughout. You can hit up Worcester Youth and Family. They'll be having something. They could participate in the rides. We've in the past had Trimpers and Jolly Rogers have brought the kiddie rides and set that up, and they participated, so that'll be going on. Sunrise, most recently, we're talking about their blow-up flip. What do you call it?
Bouncy.
Yeah, they're bouncy houses that they have. Right. So, there's a lot, and then really culminating the entire day is the final Easter egg hunt, and that is taking place at Stephen Decatur Park, which I'm now going to let Michael.
That's not in this packet because I, in doing the cool party, I totally forgot about the Easter egg hunt in the park, and if that date's available, they need it for about an hour for the Easter egg hunt. They did it there last year.
It was very successful.
Very successful last year. Yeah, it works a lot better than up at the Taylor House Museum.
Well, it's like I say, just after. Really,
and as I say, it's an hour and it's over.
I do have one suggestion for you, but then you do as you see fit, is I would get some materials ready that are easy and not too bulky and have them ready and get them out at the party.
Great.
Because I do agree. I think each of these events has the potential to cross over to other events. There'll be some, you know, some that will appeal to everyone. But some people that may come to this may want to bring their kids back for the bath donors.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much potential there. But, you know, you do it in any way you see it. But I think there, where that's our first traditional event,
mm-hmm.
and since it's late, let's hope that we have good weather.
Yes.
We are going to,
thank you.
Now, we're going to have good weather. You can put that on the poster. But I think don't miss that opportunity for a captive audience.
Definitely. And if, I don't know, were you referring to the coolest small town when I said? Oh, great. Okay. Because
yeah.
I mean, I was over speaking with
them.
Be creative
about how you can, you know, because you know, you'll get trampled otherwise. You've got to figure out some organized scheme,
mm-hmm.
in some ways that you can, you know, have those materials available. Make sure that it's something that won't blow away, you know, and, you know, even if you have to use a brick or whatever, I would prefer you not. But, you know, the idea is that you've got this wonderful captive audience. Many of them are going to be in Berlin for the very first time. And here's a wonderful family event. Less than a month away.
Did you get bookmark tea in this year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
I had them here last time, I think.
Is all that free or is it cost?
We're not certain who we're using yet, whether it's Trimper's or Jolly Rogers. I kind of sent out to both of them, and I'm waiting to see. So as far as the specifics on what organization would have or require charge, I'm not sure yet. But I guess if you need to know as soon as one of them commits and we choose, I can let you know.
Yeah, what you can do is just let Laura know, and she can just send out an email. It's not, we don't control that, but it's just for information.
Do you know
who in the past? I don't know who. I thought it was Trimper's in the past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know
cost.
Who they charge.
No, I don't know what the cost is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone have any questions for Joya?
Go ahead and make the motion then to approve the spring celebration Saturday, April 19th.
We have a motion by Council Member Hall to approve the spring celebration on Saturday, April 19th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The request is approved now. So thank you.
Thank you.
You did just fine. Next time you won't need Michael. But that's all right. You can keep him busy. Go for it. All righty. Next is motion to approve a contract with Valencia Roofing and replacement of a roof at the visitor center.
Why don't you just say
they've got a packet on that?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it to them. Mike Gibbons, oh yeah, here it is. Mike Gibbons turned it over to me and left town. So I'm just
you didn't
going
have
by,
anything to do, Mike.
I'm just going by his recommendation on this one.
Does this proposal meet all of you?
It meets everything with the state, yes, it does. Uh-huh. And they're paying $20,000 of the fee, of the cost of the roof.
So more than half.
More than half, yeah.
So there's like a grant for.
Yes, it's a community legacy grant. In fact, the governor is announcing it tomorrow.
And where does the 17.5 come from?
You.
Mm-hmm.
You. It's your building. I'm not sure.
That was my next question. How does this bid stack up with what you brought before?
It's very, very similar. What we did was Mike took everything that was right from both of them and combined it into one, what do you call that?
Scope of work.
Yeah, I don't do this too much. Scope of work, and gave it both back to them, and we advertised it so if anybody else wanted to bid on it, they could.
And the second bidder here, was that the one that we were getting ready to award to before?
Yes.
Okay.
But he didn't have what Mike wanted, so we put both.
But
the other one didn't. Yeah, we got apples to apples and put it back to both of them with that and took the best of both of their proposals and made a scope of work.
It's a lot more work than the prior bid. You know, that Troy, there was a lot more
work.
You're doing it right.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm still confused. Where does the other 17.5 come from?
I think we pulled it out of the contingency.
We've allocated initially from the contingency, but now since we're going to be allocated to the capital outlays and it become our fixed asset per se, it's going to go to capital outlay account. It's going to be covered by contingency. And when we receive the 20,000 grant, we will offset the full price again.
So we'll reimburse that account.
By current budget, it's going to come out of the administrative contingency now.
Yes.
How much you got left in there?
Not much.
Now we can use
it. Not much.
I'd make a motion we accept the bid, a little bit of 37.5 and the grant of $20,000 award to El Paso Florida.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the low bid for $37,500 to Peninsula Roofing for a new roof on the Berlin Visitor Center. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Actually, it doesn't show anything expended at the end of December in contingency. In administration, if I would have the right thing.
It's going to have administration.
But it would be an operating fund. That's where, isn't that where the contingency is? Yes. In the operating fund and administration?
What you look at is 39 is right now. We haven't adjusted it for the roof, and we haven't adjusted it for economic development new position. So it's all accounted in this account.
17.5 on the month.
Okay. Number 7 on the agenda is a. It's approval of the resolution 2014-01, which is approval of the election districts that were reviewed by in a couple work sessions by the Board of Supervisors of the Berlin Elections Board and the Town Council. And at this point, do you want to summarize where we are, because nothing's changed since last year.
Nothing has changed. There are maps available in the back of the room. There's a larger map. The small ones are a little difficult to read. Would you like me to review the population numbers?
Just the highlights, because, again, it has been 2 weeks, and it's, I'm sure there's been a lot on everybody's mind.
Yes, let me see that, please. I can't read that.
Is the one up here on the dais the same as what was in the packet?
Yes. Yes. Yes, thank you. Following the review of the election districts with a representative of the Maryland Department of Planning, the final district configurations, as are on the map that you have in front of you, the population numbers are as follows. District 1, 1,128, District 2, 1,120, District 3, 1,082, and District 4, 1,166. And these are all within acceptable variations of each other, variables of each other. That's not the word I want, but I think you know what I mean.
What are you reading what's up there on the screen?
Yes.
And is that supposed to be this block here? That's not the same. Or I'm looking at the wrong
the
thing.
The total population?
Top box.
Total population. On this, am I reading the wrong thing?
One, one, two, I don't know.
There are two.
There are
two,
but this box.
The total is different, Mary.
33 to 22.
What happened is the top one and the bottom would be the
well,
same.
Well, it can't
no, the
be.
Total's
the,
wrong.
Yeah, the total's wrong.
The total, yeah, it looks like the totals are incorrect because the district numbers are the same.
Yeah, they are.
It looks to me like they probably just did not pick up one of those blocks in the totals.
So we get that corrected just so we have something official.
She actually, at the end of the day today, I received the paper maps from her. I have not had a chance to look at them, but I will check if that information is correct.
Okay, but that way you just double check that we're okay.
The numbers that are on the screen are correct.
Right.
Are we going to get this again, or can you just email that and I can stick it on here?
Yes, I can email the correct number to you. Yes.
Okay, they're missing number 4.
Is that what it is?
It looks like 4.
Across the board. Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully the paper maps that I received today are correct.
When you see these lines that run, the district is separated by a street. Are any streets divided where on one side of the street they're in one district and then the other side?
There are a number of those.
Broad Street. And Flower Street?
Not Bay Street.
Mm-hmm. And Bay Street.
There are a number of those that are divided from one
right
side
on
to the other. And there are a few that actually, I believe Bay Street.
What?
Bay Street actually ends up in 3 different districts at various points. Unfortunately, it is the nature of districting that you have to draw those lines somewhere.
That's fine. I just want to make sure when I'm looking at it that I know. Maybe I know what I'm looking at.
And that's something that Dave Engelhart and I will be working on beginning tomorrow, is making sure that separation of one side of the street to the other, that those addresses are clearly noted for the County Board of Elections so that they can assign the districts appropriately.
Who has the responsibility of letting the voters know which district they're now assigned to?
We'll be putting out the information, and we'll be sending out press releases, public service announcement type things, letting people know that they can come and look at the map here at Town Hall. We'll also try to have them posted at various places, churches, grocery store, post office. The post office can be iffy sometimes about what they'll let you post, but the information will be out there. It may be possible, I will have to see once we really delve into the address indexing, that we can try to sort of target letting people know if their district has changed.
And again, maybe this is feasible.
I can't promise that until I get into it.
But this may be feasible, may not, but just take a look at it and see if it is. Because things can get so small. But maybe if it's something we could include in the community news.
Oh, yes, definitely.
In some fashion. Mm-hmm. Even if you had to do it in 2 parts, mm-hmm. So to make things more bigger.
And it will also be on the web page.
Okay. Great. It's really not as complicated as it sounds. We just had to move a few census blocks to make it all work.
I think it's remarkable from what we started with, and Dean and Elroy were really very good at seeing how to make this thing work.
They didn't want to flip districts.
Yeah. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, but you were very astute on seeing how, because it was all Greek to me.
Yeah, they're all your
memoirs. The only part I don't like is, like we were just talking about, people who live in your neighborhood that you see every day, you walk out or across the street from them, they can't vote for you.
But they also can't get your cards.
Yeah, you get a hard time.
That's the way we started. Where we started.
Yeah.
Don't you think we're
absolutely.
We're better.
Good. Maybe. Well, if this is acceptable, we need a motion to approve this resolution that approves the election districts as proposed.
I'll make it because that probably is the least specifically affected.
Go ahead, Paul, you're at large.
I would move that we approve resolution 2014-01 that restructures the election districts to satisfy the requirements of the new census numbers.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the election districts as proposed by the joint work sessions of the Berlin Elections Board and Berlin Council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.
The election districts are approved. Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you for all your help for that. I thought for, I'm glad it didn't end up being as complicated as I feared.
No, once you have the appropriate software, it goes right.
Yes. Well, no, just
push
keep
those
it.
Buttons.
Yes.
It makes a big difference. Okay, next week.
Even if we don't know how to include the right numbers.
Yeah, but that's next. We have 10 years to learn.
Yeah.
Next is departmental reports. Finance Director is Natalie Salee.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Today we have finished the billing process and mailed all the utility bills put in the mail for our customers. And Finance Department is in planning and preparation for the budget. We're basically working with each department to create spreadsheets and to allocate the expenses. Next department head meetings, we will have a discussion on first discussion, somewhat official about the budget and for fiscal.
So basically, you've taken the first steps in the budget process, and the next meeting is when, or departmental meeting is when you start getting into the nitty gritty.
Right.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Good to know it's underway. Next is Deputy Town Administrator, Ms. Mary Baldwin.
First, I just want to remind everyone that our student entries in the mural contest will be on exhibit at the Worcester County Arts Council starting Friday evening. The exhibit on Friday, will be open from 5 to 8, and the students will be given a presentation, a small award for their efforts in contributing to the design. Beyond that, we'll be looking for volunteers to actually help us paint the mural when the time comes. And as the mayor noted earlier about one event leading into another, I'd also like to note that the spring celebration this year, because of timing, actually becomes the sort of kickoff event for Take Pride in Berlin Week. Because of the timing of the events, we changed, instead of starting with Cleanup Day, we will end this year's week with Cleanup Day, but the spring celebration will be the first day of Take Pride in Berlin Week.
Very good. All right, thank you. And next is Public Works Director Shane Kreider.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's only been a week, and I was greeted with a snowstorm the first 2 days, but we managed that, and I'm still feeling my way around the public works, but I have to say that the staff there has been fantastic and very supportive.
Very good. Excellent. And how about water resources?
We finally got the leak fix on William Street. It turned out to be, we planned for the worst case scenario. It was not nearly as bad as we thought, so people were not inconvenienced as much. We were going to have the water turned off for about 9 hours, but it turned out to only be about 3. So the repair is complete, and I'm sure everybody will be happy to see.
Now, is the what happens to all the area that was disturbed on the surface? What was a part of the road?
Just the very edge of the road.
Shoulder, just the shoulder.
Yes. Which we were fortunate because underneath the asphalt is about a foot and a half of concrete, which we didn't have to
sure.
jackhammer, right, exactly, which probably would have created more leaks. We were really fortunate with that, but we will.
When it gets warm, fix it. Okay,
it.
Good.
Leak
very good, thanks. Is that it?
Yeah.
Good, thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. Past 2 weeks, we've done demand reads, meter reading, number 8 Burley Street. We had to remove an overhead service. There's a house being renovated there. They wanted to put up a new meter base, and they just had us take the service down for a couple of weeks until they finished their work. And they'll go back and put it back up. We assisted Public Works with patching the hole on Burley Street, one that had the barricades around it. That you were concerned about a car hitting it. Went in there and patched it, a cold patch, and helped them on that. We ended up delivering over 200 door hangers. And then also on Jefferson Street, we had a low voltage issue over there at the building that faces out towards Main Street. So we ended up installing a second transformer closer to Main Street because the feed is three poles down the street, so they were having low voltage issues further closer to Main Street. Basically, what we did is split the load, which gave them better power and solved that problem. Also, it'll help during the festivals when they set up the deer garden, and then also the stage over the clock, because during those times we have low voltage issues with some of the vendors. This will also actually solve that problem.
Okay. When you say low voltage issues, what is that?
What it means is National Electric Code requires that we maintain the voltage between 114 volts and 126 volts. If you go below 114 or you go above it, that creates issues on equipment. In this case on Jefferson, we were a little lower than 114, so there's a guy that has a photo shop up on the top of the building. Every time he turned his lights on, it would dim the lights and his equipment. So by moving the transformer closer to the load, you're basically increasing the voltage because you brought it closer to the problem.
Is this building face on Main Street?
Yes, I think
where the yarn shop is?
Yes, yeah. Number 4 Pitt Street. Okay. I think MR Duff's used to be in there.
Yes.
Yes, that building.
But the moving of the transformer is...
Well, I mean, Jefferson and Main Street, that building right there.
Yeah, but it faces on Main Street.
That is correct. The transformer that originally fed that was three poles down Jefferson Street. So by the time the power got up closer to Main Street, you would have a low voltage issue when he turned his equipment on.
So do you know what happened to have this problem start now, or has it been something going on for a while?
I think he added new equipment. Okay. Is what happened. He put in a different lighting system, and it required more amperage, basically. So we had to bring the source closer to him to solve the problem.
We had a problem with it last year. I believe it was Jazz and Blues.
We did. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
These sound like a relatively simple solution.
It was.
Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening. We have been working with the budget, and we have it preliminary done. We're waiting for a review also. And we're working with changing of the schedules to go ahead and make sure that we have enough people for the change in events at the end of the month. And we've been notified that we're no longer having the space at 411 for the substation. So we've actually been informed today. So we'll start moving some things out, and we're working with them on locating additional space. The big concern is actual electric bills, or actually the heating bills, which were actually gas there, and the fact that they haven't had any rent from us for the last 3 years. So again, it was one of those times where they felt that we might need to be moving on, and we also lost a part of parole and probation actually a couple weeks ago with their officer that actually was there every Wednesday moving out. So again,
was it used like what once was?
Definitely, but again, we were paying then, again, things changed, the dynamics changed, and again, I think that we'll be afforded free space in a different location. We just have to wait and wait on time and continue to work with the partnerships that we have.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Is the location going to be in the same development?
Well, they'll definitely offer there, but again, we know that we have a lot of other managers that work with us. So again, the rapport and mutual cooperation that we've had, we know we have space if we need it. Again, we have to have that space if we need to go ahead and do interviews right then and there and not have to bring them all the way back to the station, those sort of things. So again, it's a little bit more of an inconvenience with certain things that we were doing. The big partnership was actually having us and probation together, and that loss is something we're going to try to go ahead and really work with. That gave us the ability to go ahead and know who the new offenders were coming in, automatically actually lay eyes on them, and we actually had the ability to go out with the parole agent, or they actually had the ability for us to go with them to go ahead and do visits. So again, we were working with the new officers that are actually working in that capacity of parole and probation to go ahead and make sure we still have that relationship.
Now that's the one that's in the... Mr. Goyes is shopping center.
Correct. We actually have always had The Aiden's actually working out of the substation over the last decade. New space that they've actually had for the last 4 or 5 years have actually had other workers. So the workers themselves all work out of Snow Hill, and they rotate in. So they'll come and work out of the Berlin office. You have a few people there all the time. Some people actually work in West Ocean City in different locations. We had someone dedicated coming every Wednesday, seeing all the people locally in Berlin. So that gave us the ability to have the officer sitting right here, the agent sitting right here, and whenever someone walked in, we would say, well, you're doing good, and keep up the good work, or you're not doing so good, and we're keeping an eye on you. So again, that actual face-to-face contact we've been having, as soon as the offender was getting ready to come in, we actually got a release report. We knew 2 weeks before they walked, you know, on the streets. So that gives us the ability when an actual person or offense of burglaries happen, the first thing we do is look at the list of all the current and new offenders and those sort of things. So again, we want to make sure that we keep that information coming. And what they did is they lost one person that had to go to Salisbury, because Salisbury is a little bigger, and they had, again, shrinking the workforce like many of us. So that instead of having 4 agents that they're covering the whole area, you end up having 3 now doing it.
But Chief, you know, you read things in newspapers, you know, when parole and probation officers and terrible things happen, and the public's like, well, how did they let that ball drop? How did it fall through that crack? Well, that's a very stressed agency, you know, with a lot of clientele. And what you're saying, though, about an officer sitting there, that's what needs to be done, that hands-on, that eyeball-to-eyeball contact, and then things don't fall apart and slip, you know what I'm saying?
A couple things we found out. One thing is, you don't have the excuse that you couldn't get to Snow Hill when it's right in Berlin. Right. So again, all you have to do is go ahead and say, I'm in Berlin, I live in Berlin, and I have to walk to somewhere in Berlin. You can do it 15 minutes. Anywhere from one point of Berlin to another point of Berlin. So that excuse that I couldn't make it because my car was broke down, that disappears. So again, the actual visitations or the actual appointments were actually higher with that. So we're going to go ahead and lose that when you have people trying to make it all the way to Snow Hill or miss the bus, I was a little bit late or whatever, those sort of things. Again, that's something that we definitely have to know whenever you have to lose people who are, again, we've actually had that agent for over a decade. And again, we're going to go ahead and work to make sure that we don't go ahead and lose a lot with that actual loss itself.
Is that a state-paid position?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
State-run.
And again, they know their resources a lot better than I would even, you know, venture to guess. And again, they had to need manpower in Wicomico County. They had to go ahead and move resources around, and that's what had to happen.
On the other side, being that we had a lot of preference of police being in that area, because it used to be a problem area, I don't think it's as big a problem as it used to be. Will our police be patrolling that more now?
Again, the substation didn't go ahead and help or detract from patrolling, so again, it had no effect. Again, the ability to go ahead and have a place that we could go ahead and set up a command spot if we needed to go there, a place where we could go ahead and interview people where we didn't have to be able to put 4 kids in a car, bring them all the way over here, that go ahead afforded us some luxuries, for lack of a better term. The cooperation with parole and probation and them being there every day is the big component that we're actually there, again, trying to make sure that we don't lose.
Thank you.
But the one at Tom Gullius's building, that's staying there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They signed a contract. And again, we have there work with those, but again, she was assigned to all the Berlin people. What we now have, instead of one agent with all the Berlin persons, or majority of, that fit inside of a scope, now that's something spread out with 3 different people. So now when I go ahead and I'm looking for someone, does Debbie have, and then no, Dave has, and I have to go ahead and do a jump around like that.
All we can hope is that the economy recovers enough everywhere to offset those things. All we can do is take care of ourselves.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next is Planning Director David Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a couple items. Most recently, on February 27th, I attended a workshop up in Centerville over in Queen Anne's County, given by the Maryland Department of Transportation, State Highway Administration, Maryland Department of the Environment. The workshop was to point out some funding. It's not a big pool of money for grants, Statewide, it's $16 million. This is for pedestrian and bike projects. Patricia Dufadoc from the Parks Commission went with me, and Kate Patton from Grow Berlin Green and the Lower Eastern Shore Land Trust. So they had some conflicts right after this meeting with their vacation, but we are going to meet again with Deputy Town Administrator Boland and try and get something going from that. There was a lot of good information there. They did these workshops all around the state. They had this one on the Eastern Shore. They told us that it was the most well-attended of all the ones they did. We had, by my count, we had 55 people there from different county and municipalities. So
it is a, what do we call it, a paradox that, you know, so much of the state's resources have to be concentrated in the big five, the big five counties.
Yeah.
Yet it's the smaller towns and smaller cities that are ready to move on these things. And so, you know, I'm hoping that at least what appears to be happening is, while they are all up there fighting and carrying on and can't agree on what day of the week it is, that we can then have that money reallocated to the areas that they're ready to put it to work.
Well, they also had a lot of good information as far as cross agencies. You know, might only get $10,000 from this agency, but it also dovetails with the $15,000 you could get from that agency, which was, you know, that was the point.
Well,
it's
great where you're working with the town volunteers from the community.
Yeah.
And
some of it was even minor things, like if you had a trail, they would pay for the signage, you know, the information boards that you look at, or the place, if it's a walking or running trail where you put your leg up and stretch, they'll pay for that, and design work. So it was very interesting. So I think
you want to say, over the long haul, you're hopeful that something will come of it with persistence.
I think so.
Good.
Mary Boland had stated, we went over a lot of the election districts, mostly the meets and bounds, the descriptions, the legal descriptions. That was a lot of fun. Lately, we've had a lot of enforcement issues popping up. Seems we've been sending out letters every day. There's been trash, and because of the bad weather, trees and limbs that... I guess more people are getting out, or there's more daylight now, so we're getting some complaints. So we've been handling a lot of those recently. Just gearing up, I guess, for the spring, when the grass complaints will start. And lastly, Wednesday's Planning Commission meeting this week, Andrew Hansen, the man who wants to do the Cannery Village project, he is going to give the Planning Commission a presentation. Before he completes all his engineering work, there were some considerations the Planning Commission wanted before they gave him final site plan approval. So he'd like their input so he can finish that and maybe have a smoother process this time. So he volunteered to give them a presentation, and they all agreed. And the other half of that meeting that I think is important, and I know it's been talked about before, I've discussed it or emailed all the Planning Commission, is commercial design standards for the town. I know it's been discussed many times before. I felt like it was time to bring the issue, revisit the issue. They're asking for it, or they were, and they all agreed. I think, I think it's important. It might be something you'll see sooner, I hope, than later to consider, because with the potential development and growth we're talking about on some projects, that's our only control, that's our only protection in some areas of how it's going to look, it goes into all these things you're talking about tonight, keeping it a cool town and well-designed, and gives us a chance to put our signature on projects. So I'm hoping, when we get that far, we'll have...
Yeah, just kind of keep us all posted on that.
But this is the starting, for me, with that.
We want to be encouraging and supportive.
Yep, start-up conversation, and they were all eager for that, because we didn't really have an agenda for this meeting. And then when I brought that up, they all agreed, that's good. And then Mr. Hansen said, well, I could come, if you would let me, and they all agreed. So we're getting some business out of the way. It's more like a work session than anything. There's no particular agenda, but I want to get that started, and they seem eager also. So.
Excellent. That's very good news. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, Economic and Community Development Director Mike.
Just one thing, I've talked enough, but on February 24th, Megan Houston, our Main Street coordinator, had a very successful fundraiser at Burley Oak. She raised almost $1,600. She's got another one for April 12th lining up. It's going to be a yard sale. They're going to sell a lot of things that are in the visitor center that need to go, but they're soliciting donations from the merchants and community for this fundraiser. A lot of these funds, a good chunk of them right now, are going to be used for the interior of the visitor center. She and Patty Falk have teamed up, and they're kind of redesigning the look of the inside. They're going to paint it and do some things as they try to create this into an art gallery, which we really are desperate for another art gallery, being an art and entertainment district. So that's their plan right now.
Excellent.
Those funds will go toward helping the visitors out.
Thank you. I think we stuck our neck out a little bit in deciding we went to hire Megan at mid-year, but she's tempted by a moment to take a breath since. So it's interesting that Joya's hire of the chamber and her hire, I think, were within a week of each other. And by providence, they have both been extremely busy. And
they're working
that's
good together, too. They're both new, they're pairing up, and it's working out well. And about the $1,600, gosh, I've worked with them before to do fundraisers where we spent more than that and earned less than, raised less than that. That's awesome, $1,600.
Well, the timing of that night couldn't have been more perfect. I think the crowd swelled that night, because at midnight the fundraiser was supposed to go till 9 p.m. and it actually went past midnight.
That was perfect. So, that was great. That's a nice job.
Yeah. When did you say the next fundraiser is?
April 12th. It will be a yard sale. It'll be like 8 in the morning till 12.
You know where that will be?
In the parking lot of the visitor center.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, great.
They've got a lot of old t-shirts, hats, things, and then merchants have always got stuff they're trying to give us and we don't want it.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
All
right, next is the town administrator's report.
We have two purchase orders for consideration tonight, purchase order 2422, let's write it that way, in the amount of $1,795 to the International Academy of Merchandising and Design for Home Energy Certification Training for Tim Lawrence. I should point out the dates of the purchase order. That session has been canceled due to lack of participation. And so what we'd be looking for Tim to attend would be training in May from the 12th to the 16th. And if you approve the purchase order, we'll go to those dates.
Yeah,
the
bank will get it out of the way.
Right. And then that change happened actually after we tied it together. So purchase order 2545 in the amount of $4,343.36 to Somerset Well Drilling for emergency repair to the geothermal heating system.
Is that fixed now?
Seems to be. it took quite an effort. Jeff, right. Well, Jeff's not here tonight, but he really took the lead on it. And it took quite a bit of work, but we seem to think it's good for him.
And they had to come back through a different time.
Yeah.
There was a couple different people involved. There's several different companies involved, but ultimately, we got it fixed.
Got a question for Tim. Is that more of update, you up to date with the new technology?
Yes, I just felt that I should go to this training because when I have my, the employees under me that are doing this, I think I should know what the procedures are. When I go in there, I watch what they do. I've been on several of them. But to say whether I'm formally trained in it or not, and I felt that I should go to this so it. Like if they're off, for example, and we have to get one done, I can go ahead and do it myself. And then also, I wanted to be able to know what I'm looking at when they're doing it to make sure they're doing it properly.
Sort of give them advice and a second opinion on it.
Yes.
Is Jamie who came to my house and did that?
Fred.
Is it Fred? Okay.
I'd like a motion to approve two purchase orders. Yeah, he's
good. We have a motion to approve the two purchase orders as recommended by Laura Howell, the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? purchase orders are unanimously approved. I just wanted to say, with all the excitement that's been going on, which is certainly understandable and we're grateful for, about the Berlin being America's coolest small town, which may be news to a lot of other people, but I don't think it's hopefully that surprising to folks who live here. But I think what might have been overlooked in this whole thing, and I want to make sure isn't, is the fact that it wouldn't be America's coolest small town without the leadership of the folks that are here tonight, who are employed by the town of Berlin and direct your departments. And quite frankly, it's just, there's so many little things. I suppose, Laura knows about a lot of things. Many of the council people do. I certainly hear about a lot of things. I got a compliment the other day. A guy called, a thousand things, a fellow who lived here for a lifetime, but he resides in Florida in the coldest months. He comes back here every March, and he had a problem with his water hookup, and it was resolved immediately. And he just said, in the past, whenever he's had a request from the town, it's always been immediately taken care of. And he said, I kind of felt like it's about time to call the health department. He's older, he retired, so he's been around, but he's also, lived in other places. And I just want to let you know, and please feel, pass it all on behalf of all of us, council members, town administrator, how much that basically Berlin could not be the cool town it is without your leadership and without the dedication of the employees that you have under you. And please pass that on. I have to say, I suspect we're going to be a little busier than usual for a while, and I suspect we might meet some new challenges we haven't had before. But I have absolute confidence that we have the right team in the right place, and you just, let us know when you need the resources. If you don't have the resources you need, I think you do. It's our intention to make sure you have everything you need within the means, the financial means that the community can provide. You all are doing a very cool job, and we thank you. Next is any comments from the council?
I just wanted to thank the staff. I mean, this winter has been really pressed, and you all did a really good job of clearing streets and salting streets, and I don't think you've had to do that much winter work in a long time. It just wouldn't stop. And then the other thing is, I'm hoping that maybe, with all this new development getting ready to go on, that maybe next year or so we can look at, maybe getting some architectural guidelines in place, kind of maybe follow the county or something. Get something in place, so that we can protect our Victorian heritage. And I think that's going to be important in the future, development. And the other thing is, on Wednesday, I'm going to be testifying. I don't know if people realize, but Senator Mathias and Delegate Conway both introduced bills into the Senate and the legislative in regard to the highway out here, so that laws could be changed to, lower the speed limit, also to make mandatory countdown crosswalks. So I spoke with Conway 2 weeks ago, and this Wednesday I'm going to go into the Senate when Senator Mathias. So I mean, Berlin at least has a little voice in Annapolis, which is
I wouldn't describe you as a little voice. Yeah. I think an effective one.
But it's just nice to know that, we're getting a little extra, making it aware, that these bills are getting looked at.
And I do want to, on behalf of the whole council and everyone, thank you for the work you're doing with the Maryland Municipal League, especially on this legislative committee. And
they supported us in the voting, too.
Yes, and it's just interesting, though. I know we talked about it. When you go to Annapolis now and testify or drop in on people and so forth, they never have to ask where you're from.
Which way does that be? He goes, Berlin. Oh, you're from Berlin? And it's like, all of a sudden, they just want to talk to you.
It is funny. I can see a difference.
It is. It's like you say Berlin, and they're zoomed right in on you.
So
I just direct them to all you folks.
So, I think expectations are going up all the time. But at the same time, thank you very much.
No problem.
It's vested success with that legislation. And it's another one of those examples where sometimes bad things lead to good things.
But it's kind of funny because Norm introduced it as he's pushing to get 65, but yet I'm wearing my slow down in our town. But that's part of it is, you know, to increase it in the areas where it needs to be increased and then reduce it.
One size does not fit all.
Right.
Good. Thank you.
I was going to echo something Lisa said about especially Public Works. I was so impressed with how you mobilized with that snow event, the last snow event, and was out and cleaning the streets and salting and moving snow. I was impressed, and I appreciate your leadership and that of the new superintendent.
Yes, and they did a great job. I was just watching and learning. They took it under control.
Yeah.
Had it under control
the whole time. I agree with everything everybody said so far, and I did notice that the people that have new sidewalks, they got confused with Salisbury's sidewalk policy, and a lot of people thought they really had to get out and clean their sidewalks right after it snowed. And I even got some calls, you know, asking if they were going to be fine if they didn't get out and clean their sidewalks right away. And as far as the roads and everything, like Dean said, Lisa, the crews did very good job of cleaning and then constantly cleaning. You know, on my street and a couple other streets, I noticed I would run into the guys, you know, even after the roads were clear, they were still riding around checking to make sure everything was properly done. And they Berlin, America's coolest small town. Everywhere you go now, friends in Salisbury, and I was even up in Annapolis to some of my relatives, and every time they see you now, that's part of your title. You know, they say, you know, you're still on the council in Berlin, but you're the coolest town, small town. So that goes along with your title now. You know, once you're on the council, I'm sure when the mayor gets it a lot too. But that's part of your title now, the coolest town.
Yeah, I keep telling everybody, we got this despite the fact that we're there.
I got an email from a buddy in Florida, and he said, how does it feel? You must be one of the coolest council members. I said, yeah, right.
Thank you.
One of the coolest small council.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Okay. My dad always taught me that the reward for good work was poor work. So, Jane, on Main Street, and I don't know if, I know Main Street is a state road. There, again, I don't know enough about roads. In some parts of Main Street, there's like a concrete ribbon that runs right next to the curb in front of Donaway's. That is gone, and it's been, over time, it's been filled with sand. And there's a horrible dip. Is that something that we can go and coal patch?
We can. I can also touch base with State Highway to see what's on their radar.
And the other place on Main Street, very similar, is, and I think I'm right on this address, 205 South Main Street, which would be not the house on the corner of Burley, but the next one towards town. I think it's the Mumford House. And it's got a terrible issue between the drive. Okay. If there's anything for both of those, there may be other spots, but I've looked pretty carefully, and those are the ones that really
are. You all looking at the streets from the plowing? Because we do have some potholes.
Plus, all the freezing and thawing has really played havoc on a lot of the roads. So, we've been going around coal patching, but there's some areas that need to be.
I think we just talked to them and also expressed the fact that we have been warned that we're expecting unusually high traffic volumes in the early spring.
Okay.
It's not the big one, anybody, right. But it may be well worth it because we don't want to have guests come down and have a bad experience.
And not always, of course, is the parking area.
Right.
And the other one is a residential home, but it is really a bad spot. Thanks.
I echo everybody else's praise for everybody. I've never seen Wendell so tickled in my life.
Oh, he's beaming.
He was excited to get to smile on the streets.
Yeah, he is beaming.
It's good. It's very good. All right, does anyone from the who's in attendance here tonight wish to address the mayor and council? Any questions or anything? Yes, sir. Identify yourself. You know we all know you.
Yes. Jerome Jr., 218 Brand Street. Councilmember Hall was speaking of development. I can address this to you, Mayor Williams. As far as the new police station and the youth center across Uncle Willie's, do you have any idea when that be started?
Well, what we're doing this year with the money is getting engineering designs planned. So that we know what it is, and with the police station first, that is still the priority. And of course, that would hopefully address some of the issues that the chief is talking about. But what we will be doing in this fiscal year is having the actual engineering designs planned, and then from when we get those, then we'll have a figure, we'll be able to put a dollar figure on how much it will be. And once we know that, we obviously, if we have to, we can use strictly with slots money to do it, but I think, like we do with everything else, we would aggressively go after some grants to complement it. And that's exactly where we are.
You have any idea what the price would be? Because I received a call today or got some information, I have some contacts. I'll be doing some traveling. Uh-huh. And I have some people I know I might make some contacts that hasn't been affected by the economy, so maybe I could do a little talking to some people. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, and again, the only thing is once we get the engineering done, then obviously specs for bids have to be prepared, and then we have to put them out. But I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be in a position to get specs out in the next fiscal year to get this process. Right now, we do have quite a bit of work to do with getting the engineering done. And quite frankly, it's just because this has been so much going on. But it's not a reluctance. It's just there's just been more happening than we ever anticipated. But we're still committed to that as the very first project we're going to complete with the with the slots funds, but I want to try to get as much mileage out of those funds as possible by supplementing the grants.
Okay, that's how I need. Mm-hmm. Right. Before
that's
I take,
thank you
take
for
travel,
your, sure.
So I can know doing. Thank you very
good.
Much.
Thank you. No, thank you. Appreciate your reminder. Believe it. Okay. Does anyone else wish to address the council? The press have any questions? Stand adjourned. Thank you very much for your patience.